Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast, the show where we share stories and advice on building up your marriage and wealth. I'm Elle Martinez. Support for this podcast comes from Divvy Investments. How much do you hate losing money? I can't stand it, and it burns me even more when it's for needless fees. I work hard and I want my money to do the same. Investing in your 401k is a smart way to do that, but many times the options are a mess. That's where Divvy can help. Sign up, get assessed, and they will give you a model with specific low-cost index funds or ETF recommendations that fit you. And if your 401k doesn't have the options available, they'll tailor one based on what you do have. You continue to invest on your own, and they send you alerts when you need to rebalance. It's a win-win, the best of do-it-yourself investing with some guidance to help you avoid information overload. Divvy offers an affordable online subscription, and Couple Money listeners can save even more. Just visit divvyinvestments.com and use the coupon code COUPLEMONEY. Welcome to the show. How are the two of you doing on your goals this year? Are things chugging along pretty well, or had you had a bump in the road? For us, January hasn't been what we expected. We had to make a couple trips to Virginia to see a dear friend when they went into hospice, and shortly after again when they lost their battle to cancer. While we've done a pretty good job with our finances, as you can imagine, our minds, hearts, and priorities were in more important matters. If you had a setback, or you're looking to get back on track with your goals, Ziv from Our Financial Path is on the show today to share his stories and tips to help. In this episode, we get into deciding together on what's a priority, finding ways to save on a budget, and living a good life without sacrificing quality. Hope you enjoy.
If you mind, like, kind of starting off, introducing yourself and why you started Our Financial Path.
Yeah, so I'm Ziv. I started Our Financial Path a year ago now, and it was really reading all of the blogs available, all of the Reddit and all the forums out there about financial independence and personal finance that got me into it. And then while I was building my plan and my path, I might as well share it. So then our financial path is sharing our journey towards really financial independence. It's really just about 2 years ago that we sat down and said, what's the actual goal there? We're always natural savers. We never really had debt. We bought our car, cash, all of that. But really to save a large chunk of our income, we used to be right downtown, 5 minutes from work. I would just bike to work or walking to work even. And then we did the choice, the lifestyle choice of having a big house. So it wasn't only about finances, even though I did go through the whole finances, and I do have a whole post on that about the reasoning why I think the suburbs was the right move for us and for many others out there, that it's not just about walking to work and biking to work, as some financial bloggers tell it. There's other options there.
I think you bring up a good point, which is we all have choices with our lifestyle, mm-hmm. and there's trade-offs for everything. There are personal finance bloggers that are very adamant about one way or another, and I feel that we shouldn't so much focus on the choices per se, but the reasoning behind it. So you mm-hmm. wanted to live in the suburbs. Did your wife want to live in the suburbs? Was she more of a city person? How did that discussion go?
She is more of a city person. We both work in the city. We did move to the suburbs just because we both share the love of nature and outdoors and activities, all of that, that's closer now because we live there. So we moved to be close to our lifestyle choices more than just the house per se decision. But yes, she was more of a city, and we did shop around, but financially also to own something in the city was more than double the price that we paid in the suburbs. And then another decision is also, okay, you can do more things in the city, but then all those activities are expensive activities. So that's another debate we have of okay, it's fun to be in the city, to go out to restaurants, go out to bars, go out with friends at bars, go to all those activities that always cost money and something we cut a lot in our journey to financial independence, cutting our budget.
And you guys save a considerable amount of your income. What would you say is around the percentage now?
Half.
Half.
So okay. We save over 50%. Last year, we were more around the 60%. For 2016, it's roughly the 50%, yes.
Okay. So what choices did you guys make together about what you were going to cut back on and save? Because the money has to come from somewhere.
Yeah. So all of that, we do have a post that we recently did about our exact budget and where we spend and cut and change our spending decisions. I would say the smallest things can really make a big difference, such as cables. We were paying $100 a month for cable, when now Netflix is $10. Things, huge thing is cars. So we were planning, oh, we're going to get switch it. We go for the trade-in. If we just keep our car and we just keep it another 10 years or so, then the actual cost is minimal compared to constantly changing cars. Another thing is living expenses. So by moving away from the city, we're actually saving money. The cut is not just in rent, mortgage per se, but even the car expenses still adds up to less than the rent that would be in downtown living. And then other things would be groceries. We recently cut, for example, lots of meats. We were eating roughly about $600 per month in groceries just for two people. And now by cutting down, eating less meat and more of a plant-based grocery list, we were able to cut it down considerably.
That's actually one of our goals for next year. We were looking at our food bills. So I'm assuming you guys do a lot of cooking at home, or how does that work?
So we eat out, I would say, maybe once a week. My wife will go out to the restaurant, work or something, just for time reasons. But mostly what we're going to do is cook at home every night, and then lunches the next day will be those leftovers.
Are either of you like natural cooks? You enjoy it, or is that something you guys had to work on?
No, we both really like cooking. And so it was mainly a reason of time beforehand that we were eating out, not because we didn't like cooking, but just because we didn't take the time to cook. And now that we actually plan it better and take the time to cook, then we're able to eat pretty much all the meals at home. Yeah.
Love reading how everyone else does their finances. Yeah. And you started an open book series, not just about the numbers, but really about your lives and your goals. So first of all, what was your motivation? Why start sharing that out there?
So I think the main thing that inspired me is seeing how possible it is and attainable the goal of financial independence is. It wasn't just like as a kid, you'll be a millionaire and one day you can make all that money and one day you can retire. But with the numbers and with the actual concrete examples, real life persons that achieve those goals that I share, then I was able to relate and make it possible. And I thought sharing my could encourage other people to also do the same and follow their dreams.
Thanks to Ziv for coming on the podcast. If you want to follow their journey to financial independence, please check out our financial path. Ziv was also kind enough to offer a special consultation with listeners to help them with their financial goals. All the details are in the show notes. I also have some of my favorite posts from our financial path. If you're looking for inspiration, encouragement, and a fun contest, come join in on our $20 Money Date Challenge in February. Starting this week, each Friday, I'll share some date night ideas you too can do that should cost no more than $20. Details on how you can win are in the show notes. I hope you take the challenge. It'll be a fun way for you to have some fun without breaking the bank. Our theme song was written and performed by Gentle Regime, additional music by Lee Rosevere. And thank you to our sponsor, Divvy. If you're looking to sort through your 401k options, please check them out. They're there to help. And if you haven't already, please make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. You'll get the latest stories and tips on building your wealth together sent to you. It's free and easy. We're out there on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and more. You can also grab the feed off our site so you can listen to the show from whatever podcast service app you prefer. And finally, a huge thanks to you. Your support helps so much. Every tweet, Facebook like, and share you give gets the word out on the podcast. I really appreciate it. I hope you have a wonderful week. Take care.